أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaitan, who has been expelled from God's kingdom of special mercy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We ask the special grace and blessing from God, because He is the All Perfect One, the All Merciful One, and one whose extra grace and blessing is available to the believers and the good doers. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. And we send our greetings, blessings, and salutations on the Prophet and on his holy progeny, who are the best guides for mankind till the end of time. Elders, scholars, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. One of the mustahab acts that is recommended that should be performed often and connected to the salah is the sajda of shukr. In the Islamic laws manual, this may not have been mentioned in detail, but in the original text, the details and the mustahabbat are mentioned. In fact, marhum Sheikh Abbas Qummi, in his Mafatih, in the second book appended to the Mafatih, the Baqiyat al-Salihat, he mentions the mustahabbat of sajda shukr. And because this is connected to the topic I just discussed recently, I thought it's appropriate to remind ourselves about what this sajda is, why should it be performed, when should it be performed, how should it be done, and what should be said in it. Essentially, the mujtahid recommend that for every new ni'mah that you get an experience, aw, for every bala that has been averted, or not for any new event, even if you just recall and recollect a past event, or if you have completed an act of worship successfully, for example, salah, be it wajib, be it a mustahab salah, or basically any act of virtue or goodness that you have been successful to achieve and perform, it's mustahab to do sajda for that. And that sajda is known as the sajda of shukr. And this fatwa is based on the riwayah which says that the Imams alayhi salam and the Prophet obviously used to perform this type of sajda. So an example is from the life of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that Inna Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abideen ما ذكر لله نعمة عليه. He would not recollect any ni'mah on him that Allah has blessed him with, إلا سجد, but that he would fall down into sajda. One. Two. ولا قرأ آية في كتاب الله فيها سجود إلا سجد. And he would not recite the Quran and come across an ayah which has mention of sajda. The two types of ayah which mention sajda. One is wajib, there are four surahs, four verses in four surahs which are wajib sajda. But there are 11 other verses for which sajda is mustahab. And in fact, it's mustahab to make sajda for every verse in which the word sajda appears. Number three. ولا دفع الله عنه سوءا يخشاه إلا سجد. There would be no affliction that was averted from him, but that he would fall down in sajda, in gratitude for that. Number four. وما فرغ من صلاة مكتوبة مفروضة إلا سجد. He would not complete a wajib prayer, and by extrapolation also therefore a mustahab prayer, but that he would also perform sajda in gratitude for the tawfiq that was blessed on him. And number five, وَمَا وُفِّقَ لِإِصْلَاحِ بَيْنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ إِلَّا سَجَدْ. Even in social affairs, if he succeeded in reconciling two individuals who are in conflict, after the success he would make sajda. The mujtahid says these five are examples: reading an ayah, finishing a salah, achieving a social success, every bala averted, any bounty. These are examples, essentially, for any and every act of goodness that you experience, no, that you recall, mustahab to make sajda. Kwanini, well, that's an expression of acknowledgement at the highest level, that I have nothing but that which you grant me. And the mustahab is just to fall on the ground, bas. It's not necessary to say something. That mere expression, that spontaneous response to the memory, out to the actual event or experience, that's enough. But of course, it's mustahab to say some dua. We'll discuss that later on. Not only imam is sajjad because of this, but even the past prophets. So for example, the riwayah says, you know why the Prophet Ibrahim achieved that high status that he did? That he became Khalilullah. Inna Allah ittakhadha Ibrahima Khalilan likathrati sujudih. Because one of the characteristics he had was that he was frequent in his sajda. Allah loves that, and therefore Allah elevates the person. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, same reason is mentioned in the riwayah. The riwayah says that in the private communication between the Lord and Prophet Musa, the Lord inquires, Ya Musa, atadri limastafaytuka? Do you know why I've chosen you to become Kalimullah and the Prophet? Likalami duna khalqi? So Musa alayhi salam responds, La ya Rabbi, oh my dear Lord, I don't know. So then Allah says, Ya Musa, inni qallabtu ibadi dhahran li batn. I scanned and I scrutinized the whole of my creation. I turned them upside down, inside out, to check where is that sense of humility the maximum. Falam ajid fihim ahadan adhalla li minka ya Musa. I did not find anyone more submissive, more humble, more spontaneously prostrating than you, O Musa. Innaka idha sallayta wada'ta khaddayka 'ala at-turab. I see whenever you present yourself for salah and prayer and communication, instead of standing and just making du'as, raising your hands up, for example, you tend to lower yourself, you tend to prostrate, you tend to keep your cheeks on the ground. Forget the forehead, your cheeks on the ground. So the preferability and the recommendation of sajda is something that we can learn from the lifestyles and the models of the prophets and the holy imams also. Salah has got its own special sajda. It's mustahab after completion of salah. The riwayah says, As-sajdatu ba'da salatil maktubati shukrun lillah. To make sajda after the wajib prayers as an expression of gratitude. Ala tawfiqihi abdahu li ada'i fardih. This is an expression of gratitude for the tawfiq and the strength that was granted to this individual to be able to do ibadah. Kwa nini? Kwa sababu there are many who are called, they don't hear. Oh, they do hear, but they don't listen. Oh, they listen, but they delay in response. Oh, they respond, but their response is ineffective and weak. How they do respond, and they do it effectively, but they feel proud about their own achievement. How they do hear, and they do listen, and they do respond, and they do engage in communication effectively, and they don't feel proud about themselves, but later on they go and boast about it, later on they go and commit sins, which then goes and affects that original behavior, that original worship. To be able to realize that even to perform this act of worship in itself is a ni'mah from God, this is an achievement, and this is the purpose and the spirit of sajda shukr. Another riwayah says the sajda of shukr after salah has got other advantages. Number one, سجدة الشكر واجبة على كل مسلم. It is wajib on every Muslim to perform sajda shukr. This wajib, of course, here means it is extremely recommended, highly recommended to perform sajda shukr after salah. Why? For three reasons. The sixth imam says, تتم بها صلاتك. So that if there has been any defect and shortcoming in your salah, you didn't manage to concentrate fully. You got distracted on the way. One way to compensate for the defect is to perform the mustahab salah, the nafila. A second way to compensate for the defects of the wajib salah is sajda to shukr. One. وَتُرْضِي بِهَا رَبَّكَ. And gain more pleasure from your Lord. After all, it was shaitan who disobeyed. And number three, وَتُعْجِبْ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْكَ. The angels would be proud and amazed at your degree of submission as expressed in Sajdatul Shukr. So Sajdatul Shukr generally recommended specifically after any completion of good act, more so after the salah. How do you perform it? Very simple. None of the rules of the wajib sajda apply. None. That means you can do it away from the qibla. You can do it without wudu. You can do it without dhikr. And not even necessary to place all the parts on the ground. Important thing is the head should fall on the ground. In fact, in contrast to the wajib sajda, it is better to spread out your arms on the ground. Wajib sajda, you just place the palms and the fingers on the ground and lift your elbows. But here, the closer to the ground, the better. Bring your hands on the ground. No. Bring your chest on the ground. No. Bring your stomach on the ground. It's as if you're sitting and you go down. In that position, everything is going to be on the ground. Your stomach and your chest and your forehead and obviously your elbows. The niyyah, of course, has to be there. Any act without niyyah is incomplete. And prostration can be done once, or it can be done twice. And you can do it either on the forehead, or on the temples, the side of the forehead, or on the cheeks. Any portion of the face, any of these three portions of the face, you can perform sajda. In fact, the riwayah says, if you recall a ni'mah, if you experience a ni'mah, if something has been averted and you wish to perform sajda and you are riding your animal, stop the animal, fall to the ground. If you are riding or you are caught in a situation where you cannot make sajda on the turab, it's mustahab. You can't do it on the palm of your hand, but do sajda. It's that important. So we've seen what is it, why is it, and how should it be done. In addition to just placing the head on the ground, it is mustahab to say something. Marhum Sheikh Abbas Qummi in the Baqiyat al-Salihat, he quotes 12 different du'as to be recited in this sajda. I summarized it and it covers four main themes, four main things we are taught to speak and to say in this sajda. Number one is to praise God. Number two, if you've got a problem, haja. One way to ask haja, go down to sajda and say some things. I'll just tell you what that is. Number three, protection. I've got bala, I've got a worry, I've got something which is keeping me awake. I want this bala to be removed. There's a dua to be recited in the sajda. One of the most effective duas in sajda. And number four, not only praise, not only problem, not only protection, but most important, pardon. Ask for forgiveness of sins. Four main themes for the sajda. Let's go through one by one. First is praise. Nothing else. Nothing else. Head on the ground. Shukran. Bas. In Atosha. Once. You can do it better 3 times. You can do it better 10 times. You can do it better 100 times. Shukran. Au. Shukran lillah. Au. Hamdan lillah. Basic expression of praise. لا إله إلا الله حقا حقا لا إله إلا الله تعبدا ورقا لا إله إلا الله إيمانا وتصديقا. Again, expression of obedience. You can do it better. You can't do it. Just place yourself in that particular posture with the expression of that inner realization that I am the lowest in front of the highest. Bas in Atosha. Second, I've got a problem. So Imam alayhi salam says, why don't you go to sajda and call out to God, Ya Ra'uf, Ya Rahim, O the most merciful one, O the most compassionate one, Ya Rabbi, Ya Sayyidi. Bas, Natosha, and ask your haja. Kwa nini? Kwa sababu you have recognized and you have realized that He is my Rabb. He's the one who cherishes and nourishes and sustains and maintains me all the time. He knows my problem. Ya Sayyidi, you are my master. You have the power to solve it. Ya Ra'uf, Ya Rahim, you're the most merciful one. You have the love and the mercy and the willingness to want to help me. I have come to a position where I'm helpless. And I'm showing my helplessness before you. And the riwayah says, you cry out, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, 7 times. And the reply comes from the Arsh, my servant, I am your master. Tell me what you want. Stop calling me. Now speak to me. Tell me what you want. This individual, by saying Ya Rabbi once and twice and thrice and 4 times, digs deeper and deeper, and this realization sinks into the bottom of his heart till he comes to a position where the totality of his being is experiencing its own powerlessness and helplessness. He knows nothing and nobody can help other than Allah. And Allah wants this sort of obedience. And He's ready to help. Haja, come to me. One of the best ways of asking haja, down in sajda. Number two. Number three. So praise Him in sajda. Ask for problem solutions in sajda. Ask for protection. اللهم إني أسألك الراحة عند الموت والعفو عند الحساب. بس. My biggest problems I'm going to face, not in the dunya, in the akhirah. The moment I die will be the beginning of my accountability. The moment I present myself for hisab, if I don't cross the sirat, I'm in trouble. I may have done everything, but if I fail to cross the sirat, all my achievements are useless. I may have gained nothing in the dunya, but if I cross the sirat successfully, I'm a winner. Protection. Allahumma inni as'aluka rahata 'inda al-maut. Maut being the summary of my whole life. And hisab being the expression of accountability. And lastly, number four. Not only do we praise Him in sajda, not only do we ask for protection, not only do we ask for problems to be solved, but very important, to ask for the pardon of our sins, forgiveness of our sins. Simple. Al-afwa, 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 al-afwa. 1 time, 3 times, 10 times, 100 times, as much as you can. But after realizing your sinfulness, or number two, the riwayah which Sheikh Abbas quotes, that Imam Ali alayhi salam would say, "Zalamtu nafsi faghfirli." I've wronged myself. I have done wrong things. I may have done it willfully. I may have done it ignorantly. I may have done it arrogantly. But now I confess. Faghfirli. Please forgive me. Once, 3 times, 10 times, 100 times, as many times. The riwayat say the imams, when they used to go to sajda, it was from one time of prayer till the other time of prayer. Obviously, assuming that under those circumstances, there was no other priority to be done. Maybe it was a situation where they were restrained. Or maybe there was no other priority that had to be performed. And of course, he quotes a longer dua from the Prophet, which is there in the Baqiyat al-Salihat. Let's pray to Allah to get the tawfiq, that one of the highest qualities of the Prophets and the Imams was this constant performance of sajda in praise asking for protection, asking for pardon, and asking for all problems to be solved. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.